The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, in the past week, more than 500 dentists in Ireland have signed an open letter criticising the official guidance of the Chief Dental Officer regarding dental procedures during this crisis. I'm joined now by Dr. Carl Cassidy, who's a dentist and co-owner of Shelburne Dental Practice in Dublin, one of those leading the push on the issue. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I'm grand, thank you. Now, first of all, what is the official advice from the Chief Dental Officer?
Yeah, well, the Chief Dental Officer advice has been now for well over a week at this stage, and previous to that as well, indeed, that there's no current evidence to justify denial of dental care to members of the public who have neither fever nor respiratory symptoms. So effectively, the position is that, you know, as long as someone isn't symptomatic, that you're perfectly okay to work away with them. There's a couple of problems with that. First of all, there's an increasing body of evidence to show that people are infective while asymptomatic. In fact, that's one of the reasons why this has effectively spread all over the world. The big problem, however, here is that if we're going in and providing dental treatment, the vast majority of dental procedures involve generating an aerosol or spray, if you like. So you're using a water spray, and that's effectively blowing the bugs, blowing the viruses all over the place. You know, you're creating effectively an air suspension in the room, and you're certainly creating droplets or splatter, if you like, on nearby surfaces and things like that.
Now, what has the equivalent of the Chief Dental Officer done in other jurisdictions, in Scotland, in Wales, in Britain?
Well, we don't even have to go that far away, Pat. The equivalent of the Chief Dental Officer in our own HSE, which is the National Office of Oral Health. Sorry, I've got that wrong. But it's
Chief Dental Officer as well.
They have their own. Within the HSE, they have their own person in charge of the policy within the HSE, and their policy is quite different. I mean, their policy at the minute, for well over a week now, has effectively said to defer all non-urgent treatment and to minimise aerosol generation. In other words, to avoid those procedures, like, for example, cleaning your teeth or fillings or things like that, that would create a spray. So within our own jurisdiction, we have got one group of dentists, the dentists who work for the HSE Dental Services, operating under a much stricter and much more sensible protocol than the protocol the Chief Dental Officer is telling independent dentists that, you know, off we go and work away as if very little has changed. And that also, to answer your question, that puts us completely at odds with international experience. I mean, I could sit here for the next 5 minutes and list the countries that have either restricted or, in some cases, completely closed down dentistry. Just last night, the Welsh and Scottish Chief Dental Officers both said no aerosol procedures whatsoever, even in an emergency. So if you want to do, like, say, a root canal treatment or something to get someone out of pain, you actually can't do it in practice anymore in Wales and Scotland as of yesterday evening.
And where would that have to be done? I mean, if someone is in really bad shape and they need an emergency procedure, would that have to go into a hospital?
Well, that would be the danger at the minute. And the last thing we want are these patients going into the hospital system, because our healthcare colleagues in the hospital are about to face into a war zone. We've seen what Italy looked like. I'm hearing fairly scary reports coming out of some friends who work in the UK system and things like that. So really, you know, dentists, we absolutely want to do our part. We want to keep these patients away from our health system. We want to be able to take care of them ourselves. But what we'd really need is, again, what the particular Welsh and Scottish authorities, who've been very much ahead of the curve in this, are advocating, and this is something we've been discussing as well among ourselves in the last week, is to have centralised emergency services with high-end personal protection equipment. So what's called FFP3, that's effectively for the equipment you need for doing sort of high-risk procedures like aerosol procedures, and having that centralised and staffed by dentists who are trained appropriately for it. And I can tell you right now, my colleagues, and many of them have said this openly, are absolutely willing to work within such a system. Like, you know, I mean, they're willing to go and help and do their part. But we need to be properly protected, you know. And the idea of giving all that equipment to every dental practice in the country makes no sense, because it's very, very scarce. Yeah. It's very valuable, as your previous speaker was talking about, you know, so we have to make the maximum efficient use of it, and centralising those emergency services is the way to go.
So you're actually advocating, all of you who signed the letter, that basically dental surgery as we know it has to shut down.
Yes, excuse me, yes. That's
for the moment.
For the moment. It'll probably be for a few months. I mean, let's be honest, you know, at a minimum. Yes, I mean, I'm in the usual position of asking someone to please pull us all out of business, you know, temporarily. But it's the public safety has to come first, you know. I mean, I'm a citizen, I'm a parent, the same as lots of your listeners, you know, and you know, keeping us safe, keeping the pressure off our health workers, making sure our hospital system doesn't get overwhelmed, that is the absolute priority, you know. And the idea that, you know, today there are still people out there, unfortunately, a lot of dentists have voluntarily closed, by the way, the vast majority from what I can see, but there are still people out there who are doing cleanings and routine work, and I won't lie, I'm terrified that we're going to find a cluster of infection spread by dental practice.
Okay, so basically, dentistry as we know it should shut down. Just a thought that occurs to me, Carl. You guys are very highly medically educated. You are dental surgeons. So in addition to your basic medical qualification and all the rest, but you're entitled to write prescriptions, of course. Is there any other role in all of this that you guys could play? Non-dental role where you could maybe help to refill prescriptions? Or do, I don't know, I'm only throwing it out there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is where obviously with the HSE have advertised, you know, to look for people to sign up, and one of the options is actually to pick as a dentist. So, I mean, I'm not going to prejudge. I don't know exactly what they would want us to do, but obviously dentists are trained in the use of personal protection equipment, things like that. I mean, you know, we would certainly be able to, you know, I couldn't see why dentists couldn't carry out roles like maybe doing swabbing as part of the testing program or things like that, and potentially free up, say, nursing staff, for example, for hospital duties, for which they'd be more familiar and more suited than we would be, you know. So I would hope there's a role, I'm covering, I'm one of three dentists in our practice, and we're covering 3 days a week, just very, very basic emergencies. So I'm only in there once a week, you know. So, I mean, my other 4 days a week, if the HSE wanted me to go and do something I can contribute and help, absolutely, you know, I'm more than happy to.
All right, but now we want to get the Chief Dental Officer to line up his ducks with the HSE
We basically, we don't understand, and we did send a letter to the Chief Dental Officer, and unfortunately we got no response. We do want a situation where we, you know, first of all, we're keeping people safe. The HSE dental service is operating to a much more sensible protocol, and I simply cannot get him to give me a very straight answer. Why do we have one sensible set of rules for a HSE dental service and a completely lax, fundamentally unsafe system being proposed for independent dentists? It simply doesn't make sense.
Carl Cassidy, dentist and co-owner of the Shelburne Dental Practice in Dublin. Thank you very much. Now.